You appreciate the outdoors. Well, you just don't want to be out there all the time.
We need air-conditioned hotels. Beth Hydron, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Don. Hey, you have a great day.
If you missed anything, we're going to podcast this thing for you. It'll be up probably by tonight or tomorrow. It's 8 o'clock on the noggin. Let's do it.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Egyptian man suspected of throwing Molotov cocktails at a group of Israeli hostage supporters in Colorado Sunday is now facing charges of attempted murder and a hate crime. Police say he was motivated by anti-Semitism. Correspondent Jason Allen is in Boulder.
According to court documents, the suspect searched for Zionist groups and found the Boulder Run for Their Lives organization, which marches weekly to promote awareness of the Israeli hostages in Gaza. The suspect allegedly told investigators he, quote, had to use Molotov cocktails after he was denied the purchase of a gun due to him not being a legal citizen.
Another day of mourning in Gaza. Local health officials say at least 27 Palestinians were killed by Israeli forces as they headed toward an aid distribution site in southern Rafah. This ambulance driver was called to the scene.
We were shocked by the number of injuries, a horrific number. All the injuries were directly to the head and chest, many of them young people who went to get aid from the American Foundation.
The Israeli military says it's investigating whether civilians were wounded after straying outside designated safe corridors. A local exit poll in South Korea shows liberal candidate Lee Jae-myung has won a snap election to replace President Yoon Suk-yeol after he was removed from office for declaring martial law. Lee is projected to get almost 52% of the vote, beating conservative candidate Kim Moon-soo, who's expected to receive 39%. Tourists ran for their lives as an Italian volcano began belching fire and lava again. CBS's Chris Livesay from Rome.
Mount Etna has roared back to life, sending a towering column of ash into the Sicilian sky and panic below. The ash plume reached more than 21,000 feet in the air. It's Etna's strongest eruption since early 2021, reminding scientists that it's the most active volcano in Europe.
New research finds new peril from smoking pot and eating gummies as the years go by. CBS's Michael Wallace.
A study at the University of California, San Francisco, found people who consume cannabis three times a week, even in edible form, lowered their cardiovascular function by half and increased their risk of heart disease to the level of tobacco smokers.
Police in Texas say a suspect's been charged with murder in the shooting death of voice actor Jonathan Joss.
Peggy, just dropping off a new healing herb for Nancy to help with her migraines.
Joss, best known for his work on the animated series King of the Hill, was killed near his home south of San Antonio. Joss' husband says the shooter yelled violent, homophobic slurs before he opened fire. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. An unhealthy air quality advisory is in effect for the state through midday tomorrow. The DNR is urging everyone to keep outdoors activities brief and to go inside if you feel symptoms like coughing or shortness of breath. The impact is coming from smoke from Canadian wildfires. A construction worker in Kenosha County was flown to a Milwaukee hospital yesterday after falling from the second floor of a building in Twin Lakes. The worker's injuries were described as serious. We're working on learning more about what happened and his condition. There are dangerous swimming conditions in Lake Michigan waters off Milwaukee and Racine counties. The National Weather Service says waves up to 5 feet and strong currents will be around through this afternoon. Officials say those going to the beach should avoid the water and watch for updates. Racine-based Modine is getting bigger. The local company that makes heating and cooling products is buying another company called L.B. White for $112 million. Modine President and CEO Neil Brinker says the acquisition will help the company achieve their long-term goals. About 700 cyclists from around the nation are set to compete in Racine County. June 30th is the date for the races in Mount Pleasant. Events will be running from the morning through the afternoon that day. The village says road closures will be in effect. You can see a map of the closures and read more about the race at racinecountyi.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and the Reds at Great American Ballpark for game two of a three-game series. Milwaukee winning their eighth in a row last night, 3-2 over the Reds with help from the bullpen. Rob Zastrzynski, Abner Uribe, and Trevor McGill. Pat Murphy says he needs a good performance from Freddy Peralta tonight to give that bullpen some rest like last week against Boston.
The Priester DL Hall game plus the off day gave us a little bit of a blow. Now here we are again with those three guys going back-to-back, which puts us in a bind, but, you know, they've come through.
NFL, Packers OTAs continue. In Madison, former running back James White, who won three Super Bowls with the Patriots, was back in Madison over the weekend, named as an inductee into the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame.
You know, being around some of the guys that, you know, some of my former teammates, Travis Frederick, Melvin was here, and, you know, he kind of brings back those memories. Yeah, it's definitely cool to be back here.
That's former Badger James White with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy with scattered showers by later this afternoon. Our high today, 77. Tonight, rain likely, could be a half inch or more with another quarter inch possible tomorrow. Our low tonight, 56. High tomorrow, a cooler 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Everything you have on your car has a very specific function, with the exception of one thing, the instrument panel dimmer switch. Why was this invented? Are people's eyes too sensitive for the 5-watt bulb behind this speedometer? It's like, oh, don't worry about those oncoming headlights, but this odometer light is, it's burning my retina. I can't. Is there any way we can turn this down? Is it, yeah, that's much better. And I don't know if you know this. If you go all the way, guess what happens? Off. You can turn off your ability to read anything there. Are people developing film in the front seat of their car? I think it's for people who just want to drive by instinct. It's like, yeah, you get pulled over. It's great. Do you know how fast you were going? You're not going to believe this, officer. I don't even know how much gas I got in this car.
Yeah.
Lehigh Valley, the Four Seasons. Working my way back to you. It's 8:11, local news. Timeless Hits here at WRJN. I've got a list here of everyday things we do that may or may not be highly unethical. How about helping yourselves to free refills from the soda machine? Now, it's one thing if you paid for it. What if you don't pay for it? What if you just got a cup for some water and you ever fill it up with soda and you're not supposed to? How about you tease your kid's hair so it's higher and it makes the meets the height requirements to get on a roller coaster? How about you fake a limp if anyone sees you pull into a handicap spot and you're not supposed to be there? How about you wear 7 layers of clothing to avoid paying for carry-on? And about messing with the neighbor after you realize your remote control also controls their TV? I never tried that. I got to try that. I got a neighbor across the street who's got this big, huge Cinerama screen in their room, whatever. And you can see it from across the street because they don't have curtains up in their room. I'm just going to take my remote and see if I can change what they're watching. That might be interesting. Hey, it's 8:12, local news. Time to sit to WRJN. Increasing clouds today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 81 degrees. I just stepped outside with Beth Heindorn a second ago. It's really beautiful out there. Right now it's sunny, 67 degrees right here at Radio Park. Chad, I'll be there for Chops, local news, Tamla's hits at WRJN. It's 8:15. What is today? Tuesday. Tuesday morning. All right. I noticed this, and I asked the nurse about this when I was at the doctor's office, and she didn't have an answer for me, and I think we have an answer now. Have you noticed when you go to the doctor and they take your temperature, it's no longer 98.6? There was even a song, 98.6, by Question Mark and the Mysterians. That used to be the normal temperature, 98.6. No more. The average human body temperature dropped by about 0.05 degrees in the last decade. Maybe a result of modern medicine getting better, which has reduced the average levels of inflammation. I noticed that when I was there. I went for my annual checkup, and she said, oh, perfect. And it was wasn't 98.6. And she goes, I don't know, they're lower now. Huh, who knew? It's 8:16 at WRJN. Time for Pete with the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Clint Eastwood is tired of sequels, franchises, and remakes. Join the club, bruh. The four-time Oscar winner is a spry 95 years old and says he misses the days when writers would hole up in a bungalow on a studio lot and churn out movies like Casablanca. The 95-year-old star of In the Line of Fire and the director of Juror No. 2 says he plans on working for a long time. Eastwood says he'll work as long as he can still learn something or until he is truly senile. 95, a sense of humor, still making movies, and he can probably take you. Here's one of Pete's picks. If you like good old-fashioned manhunts, check out American Manhunt, The Search for Osama Bin Laden. At first, I had no desire to relive 9/11, but watching it with my kids was an experience. The American Manhunt series, not to be confused with Manhunt, The Search for America's Most Gorgeous Male Model, includes two other mini-docs, The Search for O.J. Simpson and the Boston Marathon Bombing. All the series can be watched good old-fashioned binge-style on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Father's Day weekend. Free entry, free parking, free entertainment. Everything else you have to pay for. Four Saints Family Festival, 4339 Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Racine, get ready. Charlie's Cheesesteaks is opening the first week of June at 4700 Washington Avenue to serve up flavor and opportunity. From sizzling cheesesteaks and that good old summertime lemonade to wash it down, Charlie's favorites are coming to town. They can't do it without you. Now hiring cooks and cashiers who bring the heat and hospitality. Send your resume to charlies2778@gmail.com and join the team. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, joining the neighborhood with great food and great people.
Don't scroll past summer. Experience it live at Summerfest. See your favorite artists, grab your go-to fest food, and make memories you'll talk about all year. Because it's more than just a music festival. It's your summer highlight reel. Don't miss Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance, June 19th through 21st, June 26th through 28th, and July 3rd through 5th. The stories you tell this summer, they start at Summerfest. Get tickets now at summerfest.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
First love, and you'll be my last love.
Soldier Boy, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. I'm going to help you out here. Yesterday was National Leave Work Early Day. We didn't get around to it yesterday. I have a list of some surefire excuses to get you out of work early if you need them, okay? A family emergency. This works 99.9% of the time as long as you're okay with the bad juju that comes from lying about something like this. How about being sick or have a headache? A general, more general illness issue is easier to float to your boss. There's a problem happening in your home. Maybe a water leak. That works. There's an issue with a pet. Could be an illness or something you were alerted to by a neighbor or someone at home. This works really well if you have a pet, of course. Then these are a little less surefire, but they sometimes work. An unexpected family emergency, or maybe you got guests at home. Your kid's school called. You need to pick them up. Now, this works better, actually, if you have kids, all right? And then there's silly ones, but you never know. These might work. I have tea time at golf. I need to make it. I just had a very important package delivered on my porch. I got to get home and get it. And I walked into the corner of a desk and suffered an injury. Sometimes those do work. But remember, if you make up a story about your kids, you know, make sure your boss knows you really have kids, all right? Same thing with pets. You know, it works better if you have them. Stevie Wonder, If You Really Love Me. Increasing clouds today. Chance of showers and thunder bumpers. Highs near 81 degrees. Right now, sunny at 67 degrees here at Radio Park.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First, the feeling's all right,
need somebody to be my baby, someone to tell my troubles to. I've got no time to ever find her, 'cause I'm just passing through. I travel I'll always be just a rolling stone. If I find fortune and fame and lots of people know my name, that won't mean a thing if I'm all alone. I get no rest when I'm feeling weary. I gotta pack my bags and I'll always be just a rolling stone. If I find fortune and fame and lots of people know my name, that won't mean a thing if I'm all alone. Some people call me a teenage idol. Some people say they envy me. I guess they've got no way of knowing how lonesome I can be. How lonesome I can be.
I wonder if that's really how he felt being a teenage idol, Rick Nelson. Huh. I wonder if that's the way Ricky Nelson really felt that time. All right, it's 8:30 at WRJN. Real quickly here, if you ever wonder what goes on inside a soda can when you're not looking, me neither. But check out this. There's a tiny epoxy shield inside every aluminum soda can. Otherwise, the soda would make the can corrode and turn rusty in just 3 days. And you know, that wouldn't taste very good, would it?
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
It's 8:30 on the nose. Let's see what's happening locally in the news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. A construction worker in Kenosha County was flown to a Milwaukee hospital yesterday after falling from the second floor of a building in Twin Lakes. The worker's injuries were described as serious. We're working on learning more about what happened and his condition. The 50th anniversary of Racine's Juneteenth celebration is set for June 14th. City leaders will consider street closures for one of the events at tonight's city council meeting. Road closures being called for around the Bryant Community Center include sections of Caron Butler Drive, Wisconsin Avenue, and Roosevelt Park Drive. A reminder that common council meetings will be held at the library for the next few months as the elevator at City Hall gets repaired. A 19-year-old can serve in the military, but should they serve in local law enforcement? That's a question Kenosha County Board Supervisors will ponder tonight as they discuss police matters. The changes being talked about would lower the minimum age to apply to be a deputy, reduced to 18 and a half. The hiring age would be lowered to 19 from 21. The county board will discuss and possibly vote on an ordinance amendment at tonight's meeting. A Racine company is looking north to Onalaska in their growth. Modine is buying L.B. White, a leader in agriculture and portable heaters. The deal is for $112 million. The company's CEO says the move will help Modine achieve its long-term goals. L.B. White is headquartered in Onalaska and also has operations in Georgia. About 700 cyclists from around the nation are set to compete in Racine County. June 30th is the date for the races in Mount Pleasant. Events will be running from the morning through the afternoon that day. The village says road closures will be in effect. You can see a map of the closures and read more about the race at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy with scattered showers by later this afternoon. Our high today, 77. Tonight, rain likely, could be a half inch or more with another quarter inch possible tomorrow. Our low tonight, 56. High tomorrow, a cooler 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
I find it hard to get out of a regular bed. It's always sad in the morning. You're like, I'm gonna miss you. You were wonderful last night. I didn't want it to end. We never want it to end, right? That's why there's the snooze bar. Nothing like starting the day off with a little procrastination. As my first decision of the day, I will go back to sleep. How many plants is the snooze bar destroyed? You hear the alarm, you're like, you know what? I'm not going to the gym this morning. Snooze. 8 minutes later, you hear the alarm. You know what? I took a long shower yesterday. Snooze. 8 minutes later, you hear the alarm. You know what? I always wanted to go on welfare. Snooze. The best is when you wake up, you look at the clock, and you see you still have time to sleep. It's like finding $1,000. This is my lucky day slash night slash day!
Don Rosen.
You want some?
Jefferson Airplane, somebody to love. It's 8:37. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Increasing cloudiness today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 81 degrees. Whoa. 67 and sunny right now here at Radio Park. The website, The Tropical Fruit, posted a list of 10 things that happened 10 years ago this week. Now, I'm not going to do all 10. I got a couple here. Caitlyn Jenner introduced herself to the world 10 years ago. Her famous Vanity Fair cover landed June 1st, 2015, with the headline, Call Me Caitlyn. YouTube's 10th birthday video was trending and marked the 10th anniversary of YouTube's beta version that was launched in May of 2005. They recently announced that there were over 20 billion videos on YouTube. What kind of server do they have, huh? Remember the Duggars on TV? They had that reality show. They had all those kids. I think the show was called 19 Kids and Counting. Remember that? They were in meltdown mode about 10 years ago. Jim Bob and Michelle Duggar from 19 Kids and Counting did their first interview following news that their oldest son, Josh, had improperly touched four of the younger sisters. The show canceled immediately. And the trailer for Sharknado 3 landed 10 years ago. They ended up making six of them in the span of 5 years. Six Sharknado movies, 2013 to 2018. Whoa, all 10 years ago this week. It's 8:39, local news. Timeless hits only here at WRJN with the Hughes Corporation.
So I'd like to know. Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me. Our love is like a ship on the ocean. That flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through. Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
can you tell me how much you miss me? When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. To him, you were nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. Thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too. Just can't make it without you. So tell me, are you gonna stay now? Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side. Down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
Johnny Rivers, the poor side of town. Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Hey, don't forget, it's our Scotty statewide text to win contest. And it continues at 11 o'clock this morning with Dan Marcus. He'll have a special keyword for you. Now get ready. Download the Civic Media app right now, wherever you get your apps, the App Store, wherever you get them. Download the Civic Media app. Look for WRJN on the list of radio stations there. And when you find it, get ready, because Dan's going to give you the keyword at 11 o'clock this morning. Kurt's got two of them at 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock. Text it to us. Now, I don't know what prize he's playing for, but he's playing for a certain prize. But I do know all entries will be in the running for a Door County getaway or also a Wisconsin Dells getaway. So if you win or lose, it doesn't matter. You're still in the running for those two vacation getaways. A lot of fun. That's our Scotty statewide text to win contest here at WRJN. This story has kind of a happy ending to it. A hardworking high school graduate in Atlanta went viral, and now he doesn't have to worry about paying for college anymore. His name is Michael Baker. A photo of him went viral after he graduated and immediately showed up for a shift at Burger King, still wearing his graduation garb. The woman who snapped the photo started a GoFundMe page to help pay for his tuition. Last time we checked, he got $170,000 donated for his college. And that's something. Actually showed up at Burger King wearing his high school graduation garb. He didn't want to miss his shift. Isn't that a great kid? 846 WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and we've got a special Pete with the beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Mark Hamill is done, as Luke Skywalker, that is. The actor says no one should ever expect him to appear as Luke Skywalker again, in any way, shape, or form. Deadline reports that Hamill says the franchise should rely on new faces. He last appeared as Luke Skywalker as a mentor to Daisy Ridley's character Rey in The Last Jedi. He's probably serious, but as we've learned, a Jedi never really dies. Just 5 days until you can purchase Bathwater Bliss, also known as the Sydney Sweeney-inspired soap. What inspired it? The fact that there is a market for men who want soap that smells like her bathwater. Sweeney says it's a way to connect with her pre-vert fans, and let's be honest, it's a lot more intimate than an autograph. I'm not really sure whether or not the soap will get you clean, but I doubt her patrons are concerned about that. Sweeney, on the other hand, might be the cleanest person in the world, because if the soap sells like hotcakes, she'll be in the tub around the clock.
hot cakes.
For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you a full-time caregiver in need of a break? Our Harmony Club provides engaging and affordable respite care programs for seniors with Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, or those facing social isolation. For 6 hours a day, your loved one will enjoy music, movement, and social connections while you get the time to rest and recharge. These dedicated volunteers create a warm, supportive community where seniors thrive. Find joy, friendship, and care at Our Harmony Club, serving Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more.
This Friday, June 6th, is National Donut Day, and all the fun begins at O&H Danish Bakery. In addition to all your favorites, O&H is featuring their new blueberry cheesecake donut on Friday only. It has a rich cream cheese filling and fresh blueberries. O&H tops it with powdered sugar and their incomparable blueberry buttercream. If you love donuts, you gotta get to O&H. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Master Vapist Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20 to 50% off on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. That's right, over 50 different brands of your favorite vape disposables, gummies, and carts, all 20 to 50% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobaccos, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Racine Harbor Fest is back to rock the lakefront June 13th and 14th. Two unforgettable days of nonstop fun, mouth-watering food, and live music. Friday night kicks off with the electrifying sounds of Feels Like the First Time, a tribute to Foreigner. Then on Saturday, it's high-octane country from Bella Kane. Tickets are still available. Get yours now at RacineHarborFest.com. Don't miss this legendary lakefront party June 13th and 14th. Racine Harbor Fest, presented by Coors Light. Please celebrate responsibly.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Helfair Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Because of the Holly's bus stop, it's 8:53. Local news, timeless hits to WRJN. Increasing cloud cover today. Showers, thunder bumpers, a possibility with a high near 81. Right now, sunny, 67 degrees here at Radio Park. And does your boss make you so angry that once a week you want to barge into their office and yell, "I quit," and storm out? Bad news, hotshot. That means you're probably never going to quit. A study found that people who get angry enough about stuff at work are less likely to quit because it's a sign they actually care about their career and the company, and they take pride in their work. Now, the people who quit are the ones who feel indifferent, and something goes bad at their job, they just quietly walk out and say, "I'm leaving." So if you're going to quit in anger, chances are you probably don't want to quit. I think that's true. I can't tell you how many thousands and thousands of times I wanted to barge into my boss's office and say, "Take this job," and you know what? Not this radio station. Other radio stations, though. Not here, though. Not here.
Every time I think that I'm the only one who's lonely, someone calls on me. And every now and then I spend my time in crime and person first those falls in me. And then I'm
and timeless favorites, WRJN.
I got caught in the rush hour. You fellas started to shower. You with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction.
On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. And by the way, it's much too crowded. No, it's much too crowded. So crowded.
I got caught in the rush hour. This fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
Survivors, expressway to your heart. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Hey, coming up in a few minutes, Dan Marcus with his wax museum is going to be here at 11 o'clock this morning. Dan is going to give you the next keyword in our Scotty Summer statewide text to win contest here at WRJN and Civic Media. All you do is listen to Dan. He's going to give you that keyword. But first, download the Civic Media app and look for WRJN, a list of Civic Media stations. Click on WRJN, and when Dan gives you the word, text it to us in the 11 o'clock hour this morning, and then you'll have another shot at it with Kurt Bowman. He'll do it at, 2 and 4 o'clock this afternoon? Yeah. So you always have a chance. So 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m., listen for that keyword here at WRJN, okay? Now, here's what we're playing for. Now, I don't know what prize he's playing for, because I don't know that yet. But I do know everyone who enters will have a chance to win a vacation getaway to the Dells or Door County. Now, you can also win the daily prizes of $100 or club-level seats for the Milwaukee Brewers. So, got a lot of great prizes. Our Scotty statewide text to win contest continues at 11 o'clock with Dan Marcus. I'm Don Rosen. I will catch you tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 o'clock right here. And right now, it's exactly 9 a.m.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Palestinians in Gaza in mourning again after local health officials say at least 27 people died in a third day of strikes, targeting a humanitarian checkpoint this time near an aid distribution site in Rafah, handing out desperately needed food. The BBC's Barbara Platt-Usher has details from Jerusalem.
This incident today and the incident on Sunday are really very stark examples of how troubled or difficult this new aid distribution system is. The Israelis have